Hey everyone, Gavin Gu here from the Extreme Windows blog. Recently, I had the chance to work with one of the most amazing camera systems out there, and that's the RED Epic Digital Cinema Camera. Now, this camera is capable of recording footage at 4K and 5K resolutions. It supports frame rates up to 300 frames per second. Truly an amazing piece of gear. But what's interesting about all RED Digital Cinema cameras is that they record in a format called RED Code RAW, or R3D files, which is their file extension. Now, this minimally compressed sensor data that's recorded as a video file gives post-production professionals maximum latitude for correcting things like color balance, for exposure, things of that nature. And while it's a rather data-intensive file format, RED has made significant investments to ensure that workflow is optimized on Windows. I want to show you a couple apps that you can use to work with R3D files on Windows. Let's start with RED Cine Pro. RED Cine Pro is a free app that's provided by RED Digital Cinema that allows you to work with R3D files. So we can see here a clip that I shot when I was down in Hollywood, and we can look at different points in the timeline here. You notice as I hover over different pixels, we can see their intensities on the full spectrum RGB histogram. We also have a waveform monitor emulator that tells us a lot of the characteristics of the exposure of the image. Now we can play with a lot of different settings here, like we can change the gamma space to get a different representation of color. We can also change the color space. Now once we've picked the primary settings that we want to go with, we can change things like the color temperature. So we can warm up this image or we can cool it off. We can change the tint, the ISO. There's a bunch of different things that we can do. Now, to fully see the image quality for this 4K footage that I shot, I want to take a quick snapshot. So I can basically take a screen grab of this in a high quality TIFF file. And I'm going to open that with Adobe Photoshop CS6. Now let's blow this up to 100%. And when we do that, we can see just how high the image quality is and how little noise there is in this image. So we can extract full resolution stills. And this is what a lot of people are doing. They're using digital cinema cameras for photo shoots and video shoots. You can do both with this camera, and the image quality stands up to the most demanding specifications. So getting back to RED CineX Pro, we can also export in a variety of different compression levels, file formats, and with a bunch of different settings as well. So we could export our footage with these settings applied and work with them in a nonlinear editor. Speaking of nonlinear editors, I want to show you in Premiere Pro CS6 how they've added native support for R3D files. So let's create a new project. We'll call this RED Footage. And we'll see here in the sequence settings that we have a whole bunch of different RED R3D settings to choose from. I'm going to go with 4K, 16:9, 29.97 frames per second. We'll call the sequence main. And boom, we're ready to go. Now here's where it gets really awesome, is I can take from Windows Explorer an R3D file and drop it right onto the timeline. So we can see the RED Digital Cinema icon overlaid there that tells us that this is supported natively here. Now we can either have our sequence settings be the default here, or we can have the footage settings be the default. I'm going to choose the sequence settings. And here we can see a preview in the program monitor. Now we can start to preview this footage right in Premiere Pro CS6, or we can apply some settings. Here I've got a preset for RED 4K Night. I'm going to apply that. And boom, we can start to preview with those settings applied as well. So from here, we can export in 2K if we wanted to do 1080p, for instance. And we would have something that we could use on a wide variety of displays. We could stream it. We could do whatever we really want. But in this case, we're future-proof. We've shot in 4K. We can also export in full 4K 16:9 as well. So just a couple quick examples of how RED Code RAW is supported natively on Windows. A concert of great hardware. I've got that HP Z820 here. We showed RED CineX Pro 10 and Adobe Premiere Pro CS6. Now, we're just getting started here with this whole series on 4K and high-end digital cinema. So I hope that you'll stick around on the Extreme Windows blog and catch the full story. Thanks.